that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you.
All right, we are dancing here, and Wonder Woman is giving me the smile. That's a heck of a smile, Wonder Woman. I appreciate that light you bring on the other side of the glass. Now we've got Dr. David Arnold. He specializes in head and neck surgery, particularly as it relates to cancer. He's with the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. He's our special UHealth guest today. Welcome, Dr. Arnold.
It's great to be here.
Hey, listen, you know, I touted this as sort of a real segment that's in currency right now, given what's going on with Curt Schilling, Tony Gwynn, and, of course, UM icon and Hall of Famer Jim Kelly. You know, they're fighting all these different cancers of the face and the mouth, and you're here on, and so let's roll.
I'm here and love to answer questions or have a discussion or whatever you'd like.
Well, what I'd like to do is I'd like to find out what's going on at the U, especially at the Cancer Center, with some advances maybe in some head and neck surgery, because I got to tell you, that's probably the scariest thing for me.
Well, I think it is, and I think that there's lots that's changing, lots that's staying the same. Certainly, I loved your introduction, and we certainly have a comprehensive program. We've organized our treatment of cancer at Sylvester around particular sites where a patient might have cancer. In my case, around the head and neck. So when a patient comes, we actually see them. Oftentimes they're seen first by the surgeons, but we work together in groups so that we can give a comprehensive treatment plan to the patient, really probably from the first visit. The team usually consists of the surgeon, a radiation oncologist, perhaps a medical oncologist, a pathologist, a speech pathologist, a radiologist, and this whole team works together to provide the comprehensive care that these often complex patients need.
Wow, you know, you're making my read that I did there about how you get a whole team of people to address all the different issues, and I got another person to throw in there. My favorite person, and no offense to you because we haven't met yet, is Ashwin Mehta, because when they're done with what you guys put them through, sometimes the body's a little weak, and Ashwin helps them build their spirit and their body up. So it sounds to me like you got it covered soup to nuts over there.
You know, it really is, and he provides a great service.
So tell me this. Well, just for instance, you've got Jim Kelly, somebody like that. They've for some reason gotten a cancer. It's either below the skin in the sinus, maybe it's like Tony Gwynn in the mouth. Those are things that really would be scary, potentially inoperable. What are some of the things that you do that help people that have these issues live a better life?
Well, and this, I think, is really where things have changed over the years. Our ability to take out the tumors has changed a fair amount, but our ability to reconstruct the tumors with microvascular free flap techniques, prosthetic rehabilitation, really has changed a lot in the course of the last 15 or 20 years. So our focus on not just curing the cancer, but on returning patients to as active and full of life has really gotten a lot broader.
So then what would be the life expectancy increase that you and your team and your colleagues across the country have been adding? It sounds to me like not only is it years that you've added, but actual quality also.
Well, and I think that's really where the focus is, and certainly that's such a broad question. I think it'd take a lot more time than we have to discuss tumor by tumor and site by site. I think the biggest focus has been in the past decade or so on focusing on the quality of that life and the patient's ability to return to eat and to swallow and to speak and to interact. And things have gotten significantly better.
You know, watching the Jim Kelly special, the interesting part that I really didn't realize until he said it was that the thing that bothered him the most was his inability to generate saliva. And so I've got to believe that you guys are coming up with things every day that help address these nuanced quality of life issues that cancer patients come up with all the time.
Well, they do, and the team approach to that really lets us play off each other's strengths, and lets us really get there.
Yeah, so you said that the teams are put together, they're done by, I guess, area of the body, so then you work on a consistent basis with a team of specialists, sort of like the standard cast, like when I'm watching a John Wayne movie. It's the same five people all the time. They learn how to operate together, learn how to work together, and then it's sort of a seamless addressing of the situation?
The team's a little bit bigger than that, but it's very much like you describe. You know, there are nine of us that actively do the surgery, and a whole team of radiation oncologists and medical oncologists and pathologists. You know, we see patients and we meet on a very regular basis to plan a team approach.
Now, what is something that, let's just say this. Somebody's got a little pain in their face. They've gone to their PCP, their primary care physician. That person's recommended that they go over to Sylvester, Cortellis, all the things you've got over there. Now the person's terrified. They walk into your office. What's the first thing you say to somebody?
Well, I think it's very, very important that we get the facts and as quickly as we can know what we're dealing with. I think it's natural and it's sort of human, just sort of human nature sometimes to think that things are worse than they are.
Oh, I would think it's like a death sentence. The person walking in there must be terrified. They don't know what to expect.
Certainly tough to walk under the sign that says cancer, but a lot of times I think that we get together and oftentimes we can get people a lot more comfortable about the fact that there's a defined problem to face and oftentimes a very good answer to that problem.
We've only got about a minute left. Persons come in, they've been diagnosed, you've calmed them down. What's the next step in the process? And again, we've only got about a minute and a half left, Wonder Woman, about a minute and a half left. So give us a little of that, and then I'd really like you to end with how people can find you and get the treatment that they need.
Well, so I think that one of the things that we try to do is to, as we meet people for the first time, to have gathered as much information as we can from whatever has been done before they get here. So our site disease group nurse tries to gather whatever scans and whatever biopsies may have been done. We like to review those here. Next thing that we do is sit down as the group and plan the treatment. The care is very, very coordinated, and we all tend to stay involved with the patient throughout their treatment. So even though somebody may not even require surgery, and perhaps their tumor's treated with chemotherapy or radiation or both, the team continues to follow them and to reassess their needs and to meet those needs as best we can as they go through treatment and hopefully as they make their way towards survivorship. I think that you had the main number up front. Certainly, that's 243-4000. That's the best way to find us. Certainly, we can be found online at the Sylvester website and at the medical school's website.
Well, Dr. David Arnold, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. I look forward to meeting you in a social setting. And if any of my friends need you, I know who to call. It sounds like you've got a pretty good handle on this piece of business.
Thanks for the opportunity to get our message out there.
It's my absolute pleasure. We'll be right back after this short break. You'll hear me debate myself since Carlos Rosso says that Brickell is that Edgewater and Biscayne Boulevard are the next Brickell. Hear me talk about why I think it might be Fort Lauderdale right after this. Wonder Woman, take it away.